to the two dots on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph, which is about 15 lines down from the top of the Amud, and we're up to the Gemara of Ein Osin Tmura. Actually, we didn't get up to the two dots yet, but we're almost there. So count down about, I'd say, maybe 12 lines down from the top. And we'll continue with the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein Osin Tmura. The Gemara clarifies this, my taima. Why is it that Kochei Akum cannot generate Tmura? The Iskash Tmura Lamaser Behema. We have a Hekesh equating Tmura with Maser, Maser Behema. In the Parash of Maser Behema, in Vayikuch of Zion, it says, V'lo Yimirenu, V'im Homer Yimirenu, V'yahu Tmurasu Yeh Kodesh Lo Yigoyel. U'Maser Behema Iskash L'Maser Dogon. In Dvorim Perek Yudalid, it says, Aser Ta'aser Es Kol Tmuras Zaracha. That's called Maser Dogon. And Chazal derive in Bechoros from the language of Aser Ta'aser that we're talking about Shtei Masros, the double language. We're talking about Maser Behema and Maser Dogon. So we have a hekesh now between Maser Dogon and Maser Behema. Ube Maser Dogon Ksiv, in Bamidbar Yudches regarding Maser, it says, Ki es Maser Bnei Yisrael, Nechachom Darshan, Bnei Yisrael v'lo ovde kochavim. And since there's an equation between Dogon and Maser Behema, which means that just like an Akum is excluded from Maser Dogon, he's excluded from Maser Behema, now we can derive Tmura from Maser Behema, because we have a hekesh between Tmura and Maser Behema. And that's going to teach me that Behemas Nochrim does not generate Tmura. So the Gemara asks, V'chi dover alami behekesh chozu alami behekesh. We had this a few blot ago. That can you build a hekesh on top of a hekesh? We have a klal with regard to Dine Kodshim that if in a certain specific context regarding a certain specific din, it doesn't have anything explicit in the Torah about that din, but rather it's derived from a hekesh or something else, then you can't go back and use that nilmad to become a melamed instead of a hekesh, which is built on top of a hekesh. There's no hekesh on top of a hekesh. So here, getting back to our case, since maser behema, the exclusion of the animal of a nochri, is derived from the hekesh to tmura. I'm sorry. That since, let's go over this again. Since maser behema is derived from the hekesh of maser dogon, now to go ahead and use maser behema to teach me something about tmura, that's a hekesh on top of a hekesh. So the Gemara answers maser dogon, which is the basis for which we derive maser behema and a hekesh chulin hu. And therefore, this klal, this principle of dover alom behekesh ein chozer lachzor lame dover acher behekesh, that only applies to kodshim. It doesn't apply in other areas of the Torah. And that's maser dogon. So maser dogon, which is going to teach us, shed a light on maser behema, is an area of chulin. And therefore, we don't have to consider it like a hekesh that can't go ahead and teach another hekesh. So the Gemara continues to ask a question. Hanicha, that makes sense. Leman diomer basar melamed aslinan. That with regard to these principles of when you could derive one hekesh top of the other, we look at the melamed. In this case, the maser dogon is the melamed, and therefore it's chulin. So if we go basar, if we look at the Malamed Rishon, then if it's in Kodshim, we're going to have a problem. But if it's in Chulin, then we can go ahead and derive another Hekesh on top of the first Hekesh. So that's called Man Diomar Basar Malamed Azlinon. But Elo, we have trouble, Man Diomar Basar Lamed Azlinon. if we look at the lamed, in other words, that which was derived, we're not looking at the original malamed, so the ma'ikal ha'memar, because here we're certainly dealing with kodshim. The lamed is ma'aser behem, which is kodshim, and therefore it cannot go ahead and teach us something about kodshim nochrim le'inyan t'mura, because that's the second hekesh on top of the first hekesh. So because of this question, the Gemara brings a different source to exclude Nochrim from Maaser Behema. Ella, the reason why women might Nochrim from Maaser Behema is because Maaser Behema Chova She'ein Kavu Lazmanu. It's not dependent upon time. Again, the Rabbanan, there may be a sugya in Bchoros that it is kavua to time, but at least on a deraisa level, there's no kviyas zman, and therefore Yisrael maisu ov de kochavim lo maisu. We have a principle that if it's not kavua lo zman, then it only applies to Yisrael and not to an akum. And if that be the case, we can exclude akum from maiser behema. Not because of a hekesh, but simply because of the din of Chovo She'ein Zman Kavua. And now to equate Mura to Maaser Behema is one single hekesh. Now, with regard to this halacha of Chovo She'ein Zman Kavua, the pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Beis, Ish mi Beis Yisrael menager. Be Yisrael Asher Yakriv Karbon L'chol Nidrehem U'L'chol Nidvosam Asher Yakriv L'Hashem Le'olah. So the Chachamim derive from this pasuk that Nachrim can bring a Karbon Adava, because the pasuk explicitly mentions Minager Be Yisrael and it says L'chol Nidvosam. However, with regard to a karban that's bought al ha'adam b'chova, chovas karban, we don't have a ribui for nachrim. And therefore, as far as a karban that's kavulem zman, like for example, olas re'iya and shalmei chagiga that have a specific time that generates the chiv of the karban, lo nisrabu ben nachrim, we don't have a ribui to include Nachrim. But the Gemara used a different language. The Gemara used the language of Chova She'ein Kavul Azman. And that's because in these cases, Li'olam, it's always the case that Ein Nachrim Mevim Karban. In the case of a Chova She'kavul Azman, we do have a Karban that a Nachri could bring. For example, Olas Nedava, or Shalmei Nedava. So there are Karbonos Nedava that have a Kviyas Man. So when the Gemara talks about a Chova She'ein Lo Zman Kavua, what the Gemara has in mind here is a Karbon which the Akum is always excluded from. And we're talking about, let's say, Olas Re'iya and Shalmei Chagiga, which are Karbonos Chova, and in that case the guy is excluded. So the bottom line is, we exclude Nachri from Maiser Behema, not based on the Hekesh to Maiser Dagon, but based on the Svara of Chova She'ein Kavu Lahem Zman. So the meaning of Chova She'ein Kavu Lazman in this particular context is a carbon chova which Nachrim are excluded from, because Nachrim are only included in carbon adava. Maaser Behema is an example of a carbon chova. And at this point, the Gemara wants to clarify an additional halacha that's quoted in the Brisa as far as Kodshei Nachrim, and that is V'ein Mevim Nisachim, which means that a Nachri cannot bring Nischei Nedava as a separate karbon. Again, we're not talking about a karbon that's Ton Nisachim as an accompaniment, and the Akum will bring not only the karbon but the Nisachim, but we're talking about a Nedava to bring nesachim bifnei atzmon without any zevach. So the Gemara brings a brisa to clarify the source for this din of ein mevi'in nesachim. Tar rabbanon, in the pasuk that teaches us that there is such an entity called nesachim bifnei atzmon, meaning that there is such a thing as an adava to bring nesachim. And that pasuk, that source is in Bamidbar Tesvav, Kol HaEzrach Yase Kocha Es Eile LaHakriv Ishe Reach Nichoch LaShem. So let's emphasize the word Ezrach. The word Ezrach is a mute. It teaches me Ezrach, which means a Yisrael. He brings Nesachim, which is the subject of this pasuk. And that's as a nedava, but v'ein oved kochavim mevi nesachim. There's no nedava of nesachim by a guy. And the Gemara later on is going to dash in this from the pasuk called Ezra Yase Kocha. Yochal, I might think, lo tehe olasa to una nesachim. If we're going as far as to say that there's no nedava of nesachim, maybe even his ola doesn't require an accompaniment of Nesachim. Talmud Lomar, Kacha, the Pasuk says, Kacha yase Lashar Ha'echad. And this is teaching us that with regard to Nesachim Haboim Ima Zevach, there's a chiyuv because of the Karban, and in that case, it matters not whether the Mevius HaKarban is Yisrael or a Nochri. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the last part, the last section in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Roa ani b'kulam lahachmir. That as far as Kodshei Nochrim are concerned, it seems to me, says Rabbi Yossi, that they're all lechumra, and Kodshei Nochrim have the same status as Kodshei Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon was the one who said that there's no me'ila in Kodshei Nochrim. And he continues and he says, v'medvah amur b'kodshei mizbeach, and he differentiates between Kodshei mizbeach and Kodshei Bet HaKabayis. In Kodshei Bet HaKabayis, Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's me'ila even in Kodshei Nochrim. My time, and the Gemara says, why does Rav Shimon make this distinction between Me'ila in Kodshei, again we're talking about Kodshei Nochrim, but Me'ila in Kodshei Mizbeach where Nochrim is excluded, as opposed to Kodshei Bet HaKabayis where Nochrim are included? What's the basis for that distinction? Kasavar, Rav Shimon is of the opinion, Ki Gomra Me'ila Chet Chet Mitruma. We had Xer Shav that equated Me'ila and Truma from Chet Chet. In both cases it said Chet, and we discussed this in the previous year. That's coming to exclude that there's no Me'ila in Kodshei Nochrim. And why is that so? Because of Dumya the Truma. Since we have this Xer Shav Chet Chet to equate Me'ila with Truma, therefore, we're going to exclude Me'ila in the case of Kodshei Nochrim because of this principle called Dumya de Truma. And how does that operate? The Kedisha, Kedushas Haguf. That we're going to try to learn this drasha from Kodshim that are similar to Truma, which means it has Kedushas Haguf. And there's no possibility of Pidyon in the case of Kedushas Haguf. What defines the very unique nature of Kedushas HaGuf is that it's Mufka, it's excluded from Pidyon. And in the case of Kodshei Mizbeach, which insofar as they reflect Kedushas HaGuf, they are excluded from Pidyon. And there's the similarity to Truma, which is Truma is also like Kodshei HaGuf and there's no Pidyon. Lefichach, therefore, this Gezeirah Shava is only going to exclude Kodshei Mizbeach Shel Nochrim, which have Kedushas HaGuf like Truma. Amal Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, that's a whole different entity of Kedusha, the Kedushas Domim. That's not included in this Gzeres Shava to equate Me'ila with Truma and exclude Nachrim, because in the case of Kedushas Damim, or otherwise known as Kedushas Perek Abayis, there is Pijon, so that's not similar to Truma. Lo, we're not going to use this Gzeres Shava to exclude Nachrim. So if a Nachri is Makdish something for Perek Abayis, then it is subject to the law of Me'ila. I have here a note from the Chazon Yechezkel, who sheds a little bit of a light on this distinction. He says, Kochim Mizbeach is not called Mamon Hegdesh, but rather it really belongs to the Bailim. That's a famous Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Vav, called Meikar Turah Deruvim V'Hashta Turah Deruvim. Me'ila, in the case of Kochim Mizbeach, is Bikdushasam Velo Bikinyan Hegdish, is a result of the Kedusha. So that's one category of Me'ila, and that applies to Kedusha Guf, to a Karbon. And that's not the case of Kedushas Damim. There the Me'ila is because of the Kinyan Hegdish. He says, based on this distinction, we can understand that Kedushas Karbon Shal Yisrael is fundamentally different than the Kedushas Karbon of an Akum. And therefore, since Me'ila is generated in the case of Kedushas HaGuf by the Kedushas Karbon, that only applies to a Karbon Shel Yisrael, but not to a Karbon Shel Akum. But in terms of Berek HaBayis, which, where the Me'ila is generated by Momen Hegdesh, here Momen Hegdesh is the same, whether or not it was Kodshe Akum or Kodshe Yisrael. Tanur Rabbanan. We're now on the bottom of Daf Mem Heyam and Aleph. And the Gemara is quoting a Braisa now that deals in the name of the Amoraim with the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. Again, the Braisa itself is Tanoim, but the Amoraim are going to try to figure out whether this Braisa is related to the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. Tanu Rabbanan dam shenitma uzrako. So the dam received or was contaminated in Tumah, and the Kohen went ahead and he was Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach. And the question is, what's the story with the carbon? Is there Ritzui carbon in such a case? So the Braisa differentiates. Bishogeg, if the Kohen was unaware of the fact that this Dam was Tameh, is then a Hurza, then the carbon is Kosher. And then, if the carbon is kosher, not only is the bile of Yotzi dechovasa, but you're allowed to eat the basar. It means that the ritzui of the zrika, even though the dam is tome, generates a matir, or serves as a matir, as far as the basar. Because zrika is always the matir of the basar. And now we turn to Memhei Amud Beis. But if it was Bemezid, Lo Hurtza, the carbon does not generate Ritzui. And this is based on a din of Knas Rabbanon, that Rabbanon prohibited the Achilas Basar in the case of a Kohen who deliberately was Zorek Dam Tameh. Now, in the note, it says, Lo kontzu chachome elinyin ze sha'osa lo lechal abosach mikomakom lo chivas abayim lohavi korban acher. So the Rabbanan only made a knas to prohibit the achilas abosad, but the bailim did not have to suffer. We're not going to go as far as to say that the korban is posel vi lo olu l'bayim l'shem chova, but rather we're going to maintain the doraisa halacha that he, the bala korban, was yotzi de chovaso, he fulfilled his obligation. And therefore, if he brings a second carbon, that second carbon would be chulin ba'zara. And Rashi seems to assume here that ein koch biyad chachomim, the chachom cannot passel a carbon and be oker the din Torah of bekum vaseh. Noz yesh koch biyad chachom lakadom minatot b'shev ve'altas, but not bekum vaseh, a famous sugya in Yevamos Pei Tes. The Brisa continues, Be Yochid,
Aval b'tzibur,
bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid hurtza. If, on the other hand, we're talking about not a classical korban yochid, but rather a special korban tzibur, then even if the kohen was zorik the dam tome b'mezid, nevertheless the korban is meratzeh, and then the basar is mutar ba'achila. And you might have thought here that a korban tzibur needs ritzui tzitz, but Rashi tells us not here, but in Masechta Pesachim, that korban tzibur einam tzrichim ritzui tzitz, and that's because the halach of tumah hutra b'tzibur, and therefore even b'mezid hurtza. Tosus has a different understanding of the reason for this din. He says that even though in the case of a korban yochid, the chacham made a takana that he should not be zorik the dam, and if he does so, it's not matter the basa, but in korban tzibur, the chacham did not make such a gzera. But Rashi seems to understand that this din is a doraisa, that in the case of a korban tzibur, even if the zrikas adam bituma dam tome was done b'mezid, nevertheless, not only is there ritzui korban, but it's matir the basal achila. Now, how does this din apply in the case of kodshei akum? And the Bryson now fills in and says ube ovde kochavim. In other words, in the case of a korban of an akum, bein b'shogig bein b'mezid lo hurtza, that if the zrikas adam was done with dam tame, even if it was done b'shogeg, the carbon is completely possible, and it doesn't generate any ritzui because we're talking about a carbon shalavodis kochavim. So the Gemara tries to figure out what shita in the machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Chacham is reflected here. Amrua Rabban and Kamed Rav Papa, when the Chacham presented this brisa to Rav Papa, they had a diun, they were vacillating back and forth, kiman, whose shita is reflected by this brisa. And at first glance it would seem delo kishitas Rav Yossi, because according to Rav Yossi, bekulon aniro lahachmir, that all the dinim that apply to Kodshi Yisrael apply to Kodshi Nachrim as well. And therefore, if we identify Kodshi Nachrim as having the same identical din as Kodshi Yisrael, and that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, then there should be no difference here. And even in the case of a Karban Nachri, the din should be that if the dam was Nizrak, dam tome, b'shogeg, then there should be Ritzi Karman. And therefore, by process of elimination, our brisa could not reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, but rather it would reflect the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And that's why Karbonos Shel Nochri are a different entity than Karbonos Shel Yisrael, and there's no Ritzi Karban in the case of Dam Tameh, even if the Zrika was done b'shogeg. So Rav Papa rejects this logical proof that the Gemara had presented here, that the brisa is against Rabbi Yossi. Amar lehu Rav Papa afilu tema Rav Yossi. In truth, we can attribute the authorship to this brisa to Rav Yossi, who equates Kodshei Nachum with Kodshei Yisrael in all the dinim that are mentioned in the brisa. But nevertheless, here in this context of Zrikas Adam Shenitma, Rav Yossi would agree that Kodshei Nachum take on a different status in halacha. Shiny Hossam, this case is Rikas Dam Shenitma is different. The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk, as far as Ritzi Tzitz, in the case of a Karban Tameh, which is in Shmos Chav Ches, and it says, Vahoya al Metzach Aaron, Venosa Aaron as Avona Kodshim, Avona Kadoshim, Asher Yakdishu, Bnei Yisrael, Lechol Matnos Kodsheim, Vahoya al Mitzcho Tomid Lerotzon Lehem, Lifnei Hashem, and when it says Lehem, that's coming to limit it to Yisrael. So the fact that the dam, which is Tomei, after the Zrika generates Ritzui, and that's true for sure Midoraisa, but possibly even Midrabbanon, and possibly even in the case of Mezid, that's only because of Ritzui through the tzitz al mitzcho shel kohen, and the tzitz in its function, its power to generate a ritzui in the case of tumah is limited to Yisrael. The pasuk says lahem v'lo l'ovdei kochavim. Therefore, it makes sense that in the case of dam tamei in a karban shel akum, there would be no ritzui. Amalei Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nosson Rav Papa. The Gemara asks a kash against Rav Papa Elamiyata. If you are correct that the pasuk of lahem comes to exclude ovdei kochavim, then when the Torah says in the parash of tumah Vayikrach of Beis, it says Vinozru Mikodshe Bnei Yisrael V'Leyichal L'Shem Kodshi Asherheim Makdishim. So you have the word Heim, which parallels the word Lohem, and Hachinami, should we therefore darshan, according to Rabbi Yossi, Heim, that the Torah's Azhara, the Torah's Lav, that applies to Achilas Kodshim B'Tumas Aguf, that only applies to Kodshe Yisrael, v'lo ovdei kochavim. But in the case of Kodshe Akum, if the Yisrael, or for that matter the Akum, would eat the basar bituma, bitumas aguf, there would be no violation whatsoever, because the Torah in the Azhara mentions Hem. Now we have a problem, because according to Rabbi Yossi, we're machmir in Kodshe Nochrim ki Kodshe Yisrael. And therefore, as far as Achilas HaKodshim B'Tumas HaGuf, we know that the din of Isra Achila B'Tumas HaGuf applies to Kodshei Nochrim, according to Rabbi Yossi, just as it applies to Kodshei Yisrael. And therefore, we must conclude that Rabbi Yossi is not going to darshan a miyud from the word Heim. And therefore, when we get back to the case of Dam Tomei, and the question of Ritzui Tzitz, we're not going to derive it from Lahem to exclude Karbanos Shel Nochrim. And as a result of this kasha, the Gemara now brings another source to exclude Karbanos Nochrim from Ritzui Tzitz. It can't be from the word Lahem, because that's going to give us a problem with Tumas Aguf in Achilas Kodshim, according to Rabbi Yossi. However, Omar Avashi, Omar Kra, in the context of Ritzui Tzitz, the pasuk says in Shmos Chof Ches, V'hoy al mitzcho tamid l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. Which means that through the tzitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misratza to the Bali HaKarbon, even though the carbon itself is tamei, and the Torah specifically uses the word ritzui with regard to tzitz, and ovdei kochavim lav b'nei hartzon ninhu. There's no ritzui for ovdei kochavim. Now, what is the beer here? What does that mean? There's no ritzui for ovdei kochavim. So I have here a note that quotes the Brisker Rav, and he writes the following. He says, Savru Chachamim, the Chacham who presented this brisa to Rav Papa, they were of the opinion that this brisa is not Rabbi Yossi, and that's because ritzui tzitz b'karbanos nochri would depend on the difference between Kedushas Karban Nochri and Kedushas Karban Yisrael. So if you take Rabbi Shimon's position that Kedushas Karban Nochri is different fundamentally from Kedushas Karban Yisrael, then you could justify that there's no Ritzui Tzitz. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that Kedushas Karban Nochri is identical with Kedushas Karban Yisrael, there should be no miut of Ritzui Tzitz. And that's the way the Gemara understood it until Ravashi. Ravashi comes along and he says, no, Ritzui Tzitz is not dependent on Kedushas Karban, but rather on the Balea Karban. It's not in the Heft of the Karban and it's Kedusha, where Rabbi Yossi would equate Karban Shel Nochri with Karban Shel Yisrael, but rather it's a din in the Gavra, the Balea Karban. And therefore, even Rabbi Yossi, who equates and identifies Kedushas Karban Nochri with Kedushas Karban Yisrael, nevertheless, the tzitz is not meratzeh on the karbonus nachri for a different reason, because the nachri himself is not a ben ritzui. Now, what we're leaving up in the air, and we definitely want to come back to this at some point, is what does it mean that there's no ritzui karbon in the case of a nachri, a karbon shel nachri? We know that nachri bring karbonos, and there should be ritzui, so we have to figure that out. But now we want to go on in the Mishnah here on Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis. The Mishnah earlier on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis had listed all the cases of Kodshim which are excluded from Pigul as far as the Chiyuv Achilas Pigul is concerned. This Mishnah wants to clarify, or shall I say, formulate that nevertheless, even though there's no Pigul, but nevertheless there is there are other Isurim that apply. Dvarim, says the Mishnah, Shein Chayovin Ale Mishum Pigul. For example, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Kometz, Lavona, Ktores, but nevertheless, Chayovin Aleim, if you did it, if you eat it b'mezid, Yachayev Kores, and B'shogeg Chatos, Mishum Nosar, Mishum Tomei. So we've excluded Pigul, but we haven't excluded Nosar and Tomei. So if you eat the Karbon, Liachar's mano, that's called Nosar, and that generates Kares. And if he eats a Betumas Aguf, that generates Tom. It's Chutz Min Adam. And the only exception here is going to be the Dam. The Gemara later on Daf Mem Vav is going to bring a source for this Din. However, there's a general Issa Kloli on Achilas Dam that has nothing to do with Kodshim, but as far as Achilas Dam Kodshim is concerned, we're going to say that in those cases that there's no Chiyuv Pigul, there's no Chiyuv for in the case of Tumah, what I meant to say was that even though if you eat the Karba B'Tumah there will be an Iser, but that doesn't apply to Dam B'Toras Kodshim if the Dam was Nitma. And Rabbi Shimon Machayev, and Rabbi Shimon says that you're chayev, and this has to do with what's called Dovar Shedarko Lechol Chayev, and that means if you have something from a min that's Roy Lachila, then you'll be chayev for Chayev Kores for Achila. Avol, this comes to exclude Eitzim, Levona, and Ktores that are Enom Ru'uyim Lachila. And if that be the case, then ein chayovin aleim mishum tuma. In other words, even though the word tuma here doesn't appear, but Rashi is the word tuma here. In other words, I mean to say, the Mishnah mentions tuma, and this ein chayovin aleim mishum tuma, that addition is not from the words of Rabbi Shimon. I mean to say, no. Let's start again. When Rav Shimon says Yochai for davar shedarko lechol, but not for davar a min she'eno roi lachila, to exclude Eitzim, Levona, and Ketores, that's not roi lachila. Then we have this other statement here from Shimon: Ein chayoven aleihem mishum tuma. So the simple pshat in this mishnah of Ein chayoven aleihem mishum tuma is that if you have something that's eno roi lachila, kodshim, that go on the mizbeach, but they're not roi lachila, for example, we don't eat eitzim, we don't eat lavona, we don't eat ketores, then since it's eno roi lachila, if you eat them bituma, that's not a violation of the isra achila. Now, the issue here that I wanted to hint at before, which was confusing me, is there's no mention here of Nosar, for example. What would be the opinion of Rav Shimon with regard to Nosar? And logically, you would have said that since Rav Shimon holds with regard to the Chiv Tomei, that it's limited only to Dovar Roy Lachila, that restriction should apply to Nosar as well. And in fact, the source for Dvarim She'ein Chayovin Aleihem Mishum Pigul is Chayovin Aleihem Mishum Nosar, that even though we excluded Pigul, but nevertheless we still have an Isra Achilas Nosar, that's derived from Gzeirah Shavah from Tumah. So it makes sense that if you're saying something about Tumah, then it should apply to Nosar as well. The Gemara brings down a Braisa to quote the source for these dinim. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Yochol, I might think, Shalo Yehu Chayovim Mishum Tumah. I would think that there's no chiyuv of achilas kodshim bituma el al dovar sheyeshlo matirin bein lachilas odin bein lachilas mizbeach. In other words, once we've excluded certain things from pigul, and that was because there's no nitar, then we might as well exclude them from tuma as well, v'dinu, and that's logical from a kal v'chomer ma pigul shehu chamur. And let's understand the chumrah of pigul bekvia. In other words, you bring what's called a chatos kavua that applies whether or not he's an ani or he's an asher. He has to bring that korban, and that's a special chumrah in pigul. If you eat pigul b'shogeg, so the chatos is the same identical chatos for an ani as an asher. It would be a dia achas. In other words, if he ate pigul b'shogeg, all he needs is a yedia after achila, and he's already chayv chatos. V'lo huta mechlolo, we don't have any case in which the Torah is matir achilas pigul. We do have a matir in tumah v'kodshim in the case of tzibur, hutra b'tzibur. Whereas, again, in the case of ochel kodshim b'tumah, he needs what's called the yediyah mitchilah v'atzof. One yediyah is not enough lebasof, and we'll get into that later. And nevertheless, ein chayov nalav ela davar sheyesh lo matirin bein lachilas odin bein lachilas mizbeach. But there's no pigul in a davar she'ein lo matirin. Is achilas kodshim betuma shehi biola v'yored, meaning if he's an ani, he brings a different korban for shigas tuma ubishte yedios, and it's not enough that he gets the yedia that he ate bituma after the achila. He has to know beforehand that he was tame, so he needs the yedia b'tchila ubasov. And not only that, v'hutra b'chlolo in the case of tuma hutra b'tzibur, so it's much more lenient relative to pigul, is einodin. Certainly we should limit tuma, and therefore ochel kodesh betuma eino chayov el al dover sheyesh lo matirin bein liodim bein l'mizbeach. So from whence do we derive therefore that tuma achilas kodshim betuma as opposed to pigul is going to extend even to include a dover she ein lo matirin? Talmud lomar, the pasuk says in Vayikrachov Beis, "V'inozu mikodshi bnei Yisrael, v'lo yichalu Hashem kodshi asher heim makdishim li." And this pasuk is indicating, in the context of achilas kodshim betumas aguf, a ribui of all mukdashim, even those that have no matirim. Now the Braisa continues and says, even though there's a ribui for all kodshim, nevertheless, the Isser is not chal only after hutru lachila or lahaktar. Yochal, I might think miyad, that the Isser achilas kodesh betum applies immediately. Talmud lomar yikrav. So miyad means that in a dover sheyesh lo matirin, and Yechayev Mishum Tumah, that's immediately before they bring the Akravas HaMatirin. Again, in those that have no Matirin, he's going to be Chayev Mishum Tumah right away, even before it's put into a Kli. But in the case of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, when he's Chayev for Tumah, would that be immediate, even before he brings the matirim? Talmud Lomar Yikrav, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Beis, Emor Aleim Lidoroseichem, Kol Ish Asher Yikrav, emphasize the word Yikrav, Mikol Zarachem El HaKadoshim, V'tumasa Olav V'nichrusa Nefesh Ahi Milifnei, Milifonai Ani Hashem. So the word Yikrav tells me that the precondition for the violation of Achilas Kodesh Bituma is Yikrav, which means Karvu Kol Matirov. Again, in the Dover Sheshlo Matirin. And Rabbi Lazar is going to embellish this drasha, teach us a little bit more about this drasha. Om Rabbi Lazar, the Lashon Yikrav can be interpreted in a way that even if he touches the kodshim as a tomei, that itself should engender a chiyuv. V'chiyesh nogea shuchayuv. Can we actually assume that the word yikrav means he came close, that he was nogea, he was tomei, and he's chayuv kares for that because he came close by being nogea bekodshim? Ela, that's impossible. Matam aloma yikrav. And the answer is behukshar li karev akosu bedaber. That the word Yikrav is coming to teach us that we're talking about Basa Kodesh that became royally Karev. It's ready for Hakrova the Mizbeach or Lahachil for Ochel HaKeitzad. How do we fulfill this requirement in the case of a Dover Sheishlo Matirin, like for example Imurim and Basar, and the Dam is Nizrak and it's Matid LaHaktorah LeAchilo or Shiari Mincha, where the Kometz is burnt on the Mizbeach, and that Haktor of the Kometz is Mati the Achila of the Shiori HaMincha. He's Chayv on the Achila Bituma, but only Mishi Yikarvu, Yikruvu, Matirov. Only after the Zrika Saddam, and everything was done, Kiseder. However, Eimlo Matirin, like for example, we spoke about Minchas Kohanim Unesachim, that are Muktarim Kolil, so there's no process that brings to any sort of Heter. And therefore, in those cases, ain lo matirim, you're going to be chayv for achila betumah mishi yikdash bekli, from the moment of kiddush bekli. That's machshir, the haktorah. And at that moment already, the iser achila betumah, betumah saguf, is generated. Now, since the braisa brought the source for the iser achilas kodshim betumah, that it's noeg, it applies even in a dover she'ain lo matirin. The Gemara wants to clarify the source that this halach applies even with regard to nosar. Ashkhan tuma, we understand that the din of the chiyuv for achilas kodshim betuma applies even to a dover she'ain lo matirin, but nosar mi nolan. How do we know that this halacha and this chumra applies even to nosar, that there's an Isra Achilus nosar even in Dover She'e Ein Lo Matirin? So the Gemara says, Osi Chilul Chilul Mituma, that the Isra nosar is going to be derived from Gzeres Shava to the Isra Achilus Kodshim Bituma, because in both contexts the Torah used the word Chilul. So the Gemara is not happy about that, because v'leleif avon mipigul, to the same extent that we have gzeres shava that equates nosar with tuma, we also have gzeres shava that equates nosar with achilas pigul. That's called avon avon. It says avon in both of them. In nosar it says the achlav avonu yisa, and in pigul it says anefesh alchelus menu avonu tisa. And therefore we should say, just like in pigul, the Iser of Achila applies, I mean to say with the Achiv Kares, only if it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so too the Iser of Achilas Nosar should be limited to a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So the Gemara answers, Mistabra Mituma Havile Lemelif, there's more of a push logically to equate Nosar to Tuma. Shekain, what's the similarity between Nosar and Tuma? In three different dimensions, and Gezel Simon, the osios of Gezel, which means Guf, Zrika, and Chilul, those three dinim set up a similarity between Tumah and Nosar. Guf means that Nosar like Tumah advarim that achal the Guf HaKodesh, the Guf HaTumah, as opposed to Pigal is only b'machshava. Zrika, which means that both Nosar and Tumah, there was no Zrikas Adam that generated the psul. It was only a matter of time, or the Gavra became Tomei, contracted Tumah, and Pigal, it's all based on the Machshava that he had B'shah Zrikas Adam, or B'shah Shkita for the Zrikas Adam. And then Chilul, that in Nosar and Tumah, it says the language of Chilul. In Pigal, we don't find the language of Chilul. Therefore, it's more logical to derive the Din in Nosar from Tumah. The Gemara now is going to turn it around and try to prove that, on the contrary, there's a greater similarity between Pigal and Nosar than there is between Nosar and Tumah. And that's based on the fact, Shekein Hutar Tzitz Tahar Bizman Karev. There's going to be five dinim in which we find a commonality between Nosar and Pigal. So Bli Neder, we'll try to pick this up in the next shiur. And basically, if you want to make a note of it, we are now on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and if you count up from the bottom, we're up to Adarabba, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom of the Yom. We'll continue Bli Neder tomorrow.